Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come here, do you know the way that whore.ie I was lamping podcasts out for the content?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lamp one of their articles out for our content, right? Did you see? So they had an article up about Goop's Valentine's gift cards. Now, I'm not going to say what they had on the article, but I found more interesting ones that they didn't even mention. Gwyneth Paltrow was wild.
No, she is. Honestly, she's on a different planet now.
She is on. So, right, there was a few, like, the gift guide, it was first published in 2022, but they updated it. So it was last updated today. And some of the stuff on it is just like, who do you think is buying this shit, right? So, first of all,
this is your Valentine's, yeah?
Valentine's gift guide.
Okay, Goop.
Goop,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For the elite, I would say. So one of them is stay in Denali National Park, or Denali. I read that as Denali from Twilight, Trimmer.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. I was like, how do I know Denali?
Yeah. In a Sheldon chalet. Guess how much?
$3,500 a night.
$97,000 for 3 nights. This is on just a little titty bitty.
So that's
Valentine's
like
30, gift guide.
$32,000 a night. So I was kind of very off.
Very off, yeah. Up it by 100%, right? Another one, I think you'd like this, and we'll have to see how far Tom goes with the budget for Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. But it's called it's a bed cover, but it's a cooling system for hot sleepers.
Oh, I would use, I like that.
I know.
I'm a hot sleeper. How much?
It would set Tom back just $2,000.
Right, that's not in the budget for right now.
It's okay. Not on the... No? Okay, right. Disappointing, but anyway. A third, which... And I want to... It's not as expensive as the others, but I want to do a bit of a nod to it because it's, you know, got to do with Ireland. So you could stay in Adair Manor.
Oh, yeah.
For $595 a night, but they put that in pounds. Is Gwyneth that stupid? She put it in, like, everything else is dollars.
And then that one's
and
in
it's,
pounds.
Like, there was one for, like, South Africa. I don't know what the conversion is, but I had their, like, currency.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Irish one, it's in pounds. So I just wanted to mention it. And then another one, not as expensive either. It's, like, $30, but found this really interesting. So they're called Pleasure Seeker Daily Chews. So you chew these daily. These are chocolate raspberry chews made with a classic aphrodisiac, maca root and saffron extract. Carly, do you know what maca root does to a woman?
No.
It makes her over ovulate.
Oh.
As in like Clomid, like you'd be having twins.
Oh no.
So stay away from that shit. And that's I don't know whether these are AF links because they're not all Goop. They're not the brand, you know what I mean? These are all mad brands.
Yeah.
So Gwyneth Paltrow, she'd want to cop onto herself there now. I just want to say that.
Together. Okay. Well, look, Michael Collins didn't die for fucking Goop to be pricing things into pounds.
Into
I can tell you that.
Exactly. It's fucking ridiculous. Carry on. And you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla. How is everyone?
We're still doing online. Sorry now if you can hear background noise. I have noise cancelling headphones. So I could just about hear my son coming home crying from a play day. I don't know if you could though. don't know what happened.
Why is he crying?
What happened with her? Oh, I don't know. The two of them are like... it's a little girl. Remember I texted you about this the other day?
Yeah.
She, very toward child energy. She's a girl. She knows what she wants. Bobby is just along for the ride. She walks all over. But I'm like, you know what, girl? You're dead right. Because, oh, segue into the equality side of things. You have something to say about the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Great segue. Wish you had blinded up a little bit. Great. My brain was somewhere else there. I was trying to refresh to where when you told me about her. And I was like, yeah, she has a little bollocks now.
She's not. The two of them are great now, but it's just, it starts out all nice and grand, and then they just, I think, like, she shot me in the air with a Nerf gun last week. I think she spit in his eye the other week because, like, they weren't playing hide and seek properly. Like, it was just, you know, and I have to teach him to be a gentleman. But one of these days now, I will tell him to knock her out.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about the Oscars. So obviously the Oscar nominations came out. I'm trying to think for you guys who might be listening to us. Anyway, it came out this week. Let's just see. Came out the 23rd of Feb.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things happened on the 23rd of Feb. Oh, we'll get in a little bit more. Jan. I skipped a month, gang.
Listen. I scrolled through TikTok last night and Emma Darwin came up and she was like, come here, do you remember when we were all saying Happy New Year to you and I'm going to do this for my resolution? She goes, that was this month and I nearly puked all over myself. I was like, actually,
January is 9 years long.
But I haven't felt like that this month. I haven't felt like it's been dragging in. But when she put it that way, I was like, holy shit.
Every John.
It's been this month. Mm-hmm. How are y'all monthly... salary people getting on? Fucking Jesus. Can't. I couldn't.
Not well, Jen. Not well.
Oh my God. I don't know how you cope.
Yeah. So to make a long story short, Barbie, the movie, was not nominated for Best Picture. But
it was. That's the only thing.
No. Hold on.
Yes. I think so.
No, it was nominated for... No, sorry. Greta Gerwig was not nominated for Best Director.
Yeah.
You are correct. Okay.
And so, Margot wasn't nominated for Best Actress.
Greta Gerwig was not nominated for Best Director. And Margot Robbie was not nominated for Best Actress. America Ferrera was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. And Ryan Gosling was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Right? Everyone's
Margot got a nod for Best Producer on Barbie.
She got for Best Production. Now, this has caused outrage because obviously Barbie, the film, is about taking down the patriarchy and all the mad shit that women have to do that men don't actually have to do. So people are like, this is art imitating life. But then that was, you know, the movie was art imitating life. So this is just life imitating life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, we're back here again.
Mm-hmm.
We're super back here. And now a lot of people are kind of questioning the Oscars' relevancy, which I think is kind of gas in a way, because there's a couple different not mad things going on here. First of all, I want to talk about Ryan Gosling, because like the minute that he was nominated, everybody was like, if he doesn't speak out about this, he's gone out of our estimations.
Well, that's not Ryan's fault.
Also, like, it's very difficult for him. I'd say it's very difficult for him. He's a fucking multimillionaire. But apparently Hollywood has changed massively and it's not what we think it is, in the way that you have like people who are technically A-list stars, technically, you know, big movie stars or have had a huge film, who are begging for roles nowadays. So it's kind of like, there's, you know, Hollywood's fucking wackadoodle as it is, lads. But there's a lot of theories going around that it's not, everybody just assumes that like every good role is getting offered to like Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie and Emma Stone and, you know, the same kind of cast of people, where apparently that's not it at all. And that's why you're seeing I'd say castings have gotten more and more random over the past few years than I have seen ever previously. So there could be something to it. Again, I'm not in Hollywood, so I'm not entirely sure. But there is a lot of theories going on where, he was kind of boxed in to be very polite with his statement. So his statement said, "I'm extremely honoured to be nominated by my colleagues alongside such remarkable artists in a year of so many great films. And I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm also incredibly honoured and proud for that it's portraying a plastic doll named Ken. There is no Ken without Barbie, and there is no Barbie movie without Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, the two people most responsible for this history-making, globally celebrated film. No recognition would be possible for anyone on the film without their talent, grit, and genius. To say that I'm disappointed that they are not nominated in their respective categories would be an understatement. Against all odds, with nothing but a couple of soulless, scantily clad, and thankfully crotchless dolls, they made us laugh, they broke our hearts, they pushed the culture, and they made history. Their work should be recognised along with the very other deserving nominees. Having said that, I'm so happy for America Ferrera and the other incredible artists who contributed their talents to making such a groundbreaking film." Right?
Mm.
Lovely. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it was the right thing to do, I think, in his position, I think it's the right thing to do. Because it kind of goes back to this conversation that we've had a million times about like people using their privilege for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. And
I feel like he has done as much as he can. But then there was kind of like, you know, on the flip side, a lot of people were like, they didn't get nominated because they didn't deserve it. Just because the movie is called Barbie and just because it's a great movie doesn't actually mean it's an Oscar-worthy movie. What about all the other great fucking movies that came out last year and blah, 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 blah. Because let's not lie, the Oscars are never like Mission Impossible, like,
no,
you know,
they're not yet.
They're like the blockbuster of the year. I'm shook that it would even be considered in a way.
I would think that as well. Like, yeah. Oppenheimer is definitely an Oscar.
They always go for floor. What's that? Yeah. Killers of the Flower Moon and all that other. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it's never fucking good, deadly film. Like, it's never.
Exactly. It's never pop culture type of.
Yeah, it's never ones that had like everybody being like, "This Barbie is a scientist. This Barbie is a marketer. This Barbie has a podcast." Do you know, I'm more, and I'm glad that it is, but I'm not shocked. Like, people acting shocked that the Oscars have snubbed people when they do this consistently every year. I think they do it on purpose.
Do you know what? Like, I think it's kind of weird for people to be. There was something you said at the top of this conversation and I didn't want to interrupt you, but it was like, oh, where was the outrage when it was black people not getting nominated? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
There was only certain activists within that community that were standing up for it and it wasn't really recognised. It's like the Oscars has done this time and time again. There's people who have boycotted the Oscars for years because black actors don't get the same recognition as white actors, or black films don't get the same recognition as white films. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to put it bluntly. But like, the Oscar, it's just a bit like...
Sorry, we also have to remember that the Oscars allowed someone to get assaulted and then pop up on stage and accept Best Actor Award.
And then ban them, yeah.
And then ban them. So, like, are we shocked?
It's just, it is, it's an absolute farce. And I get where you're coming from. With the people who are acting outraged about the Barbie movie not getting as many nods, I don't think the Barbie movie was what they think it was. Like, I know it was deep and it did speak out for women and it made a good few points about the inequality and taking down the patriarchy and stuff like that, but it still wasn't what they think it is.
I think the issue is that the women that got nominated over Margot Robbie are still female.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the that's not
mm.
that's not the like the dots aren't being connected there for some people. There's a couple of pushbacks. Another thing is as well, is that the category itself, I'll try and find who's in the category, but it is, sorry, I feel like they did this on purpose to create buzz, because they do this every single year. They always snub mm-hmm. someone. Like last year, the big deal was Banshees. Who out of the Banshees cast is going to get something? And I think it won one award out of like 11 nominations, something bonkers, where, mm-hmm. you know, the relevancy of these kind of councils and everything else like that, like, where is your relevancy when TikTok's just going to take it away from you? You know?
Exactly.
Or where is, like, it's like the industry doesn't work the way that it used to. You know, albums aren't being sold. People are streaming more. You don't have to have, like, single after single after single to be like a pop artist or any of that other stuff. Like then I saw people being like, I can't believe that Dua Lipa's Dance the Night Away wasn't nominated for Best Original. I was like, are we well?
No, like this is Gen Z, like to a T, and like fuck okay. off. See, it's not what you think it is. This is it, like. It's a disco track. It's like, a fucking annoying one at that.
But then they were like, I can't believe that, of course, Mark Ronson's I'm Just Ken got nominated over Dua Lipa's. Billie Eilish's was too. How many songs? Did you want the whole soundtrack?
Yeah.
Did you want, oh, Bobby, you're so fun, you're blimmin' mine. Did you want that one nominated? No, Charlie XCX, Speed Trying. What else did you want?
They just wanted it to be the Barbie Awards, probably. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, yeah, be fucking like, happy I get until
it. Like everyone had fun because it was such a pop culture moment and it was so much fun. Like we went to the premiere together and it was the crack. Like we had
It was great fun, don't get me wrong, but it's not what people think it is. It's not hard hitting. It's not a fucking Oppenheimer, do you know what I mean? And like I did see one video and I think it was when you mentioned Life Imitating Art and that kind of stuff. We probably saw the same video. But she was saying, it wasn't even an adaptation because there was no story. Like they made this from scratch, like it wasn't a screenplay and then they made their own version. And like I was just like, it's still like Barry, it's so well known. It was going to do well anyway. They made their money. They weren't, I don't think, looking for an Oscar. Like it's like just because it was released on the same day as Oppenheimer, it doesn't mean it has the same.
No, sorry.
It's not like, the same vibe.
I think at the end of the day, movies are about entertainment. And I don't like the fact that the Oscars think that you have to be talking about fucking a war or, you know, something else intense and traumatic for it to be like Oscar worthy. Bring back the days of La La Land. You know what I mean? Like, why does it have to be like, I don't believe that. I'm like, it should be based. I think everything should be based on fucking entertainment. I think when people write books, it should be based on like how entertained you were throughout the book. And that is really subjective. So I understand for them to like, quote unquote, keep it fair. They always go for these fucking biopics or like, you know, poor things like Jesus Christ, the fucking
tragedies, like
the tragedies and everything else like that are in it. You're kind of like, sure, go for it. But I think with the adapted screenplay thing, because it didn't, it's up for best adapted screenplay. And everyone's like, adapted from what? Adapted from a doll? Which I do understand, but instead of best original screenplay.
Yeah, yeah.
And Oppenheimer is up for best original screenplay. And everybody's like, sure, that's based off someone's life. Would that not be adapted? And there was a book about him too.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are getting annoyed about that. I think personally, and again, this is, I'm not in these films, so I can't really like, you know, unfortunately.
And then there's this kind of standard that these critics have, like this board, whoever the fuck votes. Surely there should be a segment of that gets voted by the public as well. I know it's the Academy and all that kind of
vision.
But not even it. Like obviously the, you know, keep the foreign press, like the people who vote for it, like add it all up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, if three critics that don't like fucking fish go to a fucking do a review in a restaurant that mainly sells fish, like it's not fucking fair. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just it's an individual's opinion.
No,
just,
and I
and they all would like that. They seem to be a bunch of fucking
wet wipes.
Yeah, drips.
No, I understand that, but apparently, sorry, I just want to finish the thought about the adapted screenplay and the original screenplay. Sorry. Apparently, that is because Mattel is very protective over like, and they are. So I remember that specifically from like a work thing. They're really specific about rights and all that other kind of crack. So I think that's why it had to go into adapted. But like, to be like, it's kind of, I think everybody was brilliant in the film. I had a lot of fun watching it. I think Ryan Gosling was fucking fab in the film. I didn't personally think America Ferrera did anything too incredible other than deliver a monologue that was written. Like, that's my opinion, right? That's why I'm not on the Hollywood Foreign Press. That's why I'm not chilling with the crew in Los Angeles. Can we talk about the real issue? Where was our Irish men? Other than Cillian Murphy, where were yous? No Andrew Scott. No, Barry Keoghan, Keoghan.
Oh, it's officially Keoghan.
Keoghan now.
It's officially Keoghan.
Officially Keoghan. No.
He's looking great.
I mean, he's dating Sabrina Carpenter. Can we talk about that for a moment? Fucking mad. That's mad.
I didn't even know he broke up with Brando's ma.
The fact that the child's called Brando, I still need a moment every time I hear it.
Gas.
It's so funny. There is nothing funnier than the child's name being Brando to me.
It's still iconic, though. It's iconic.
I can see it already in school. Brando!
Yeah.
Love it. Obsessed. Although it's probably going to be like Brando. So, you know.
Yeah. No, he's doing very fucking
well. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway.
He's doing great. Yeah, Paul Mescal not there.
No Paul. What? No Andrew. No Barry.
No Barry. No Jane.
We did pick Killian. He's not going to win, though, unfortunately.
No, he won't. That's the thing.
So look, they cause a riot every year. Please remember last year we were fucking punching the air and smashing glasses when Banshees got all these nominations to win nothing.
Yeah.
Everybody sitting there going, this must be our category. I think it won one award actually. One out of 11 nominations. Something fucking bonkers. Anyway, that's what I mean. I feel like they do these things on purpose to get people up in a flurry, to get people talking about the Oscars, to get more people actually watching the Oscars, to make more Zola, darlings.
I think what we're better off doing now is just parking it at that and we'll circle back when we hear about the Gift and Suite. See what happens.
Oh, yeah. I do love the Gift and Suite. I would love to go. So, you know, if you are thinking about... Also, sorry, one more thing. Saoirse Ronan was supposed to be in Barbie. And she didn't, there was a clash and they just kind of edited the whole thing out. She was supposed to be Weird Barbie's other Weird Barbie sister.
She would have been great.
And she's fuming, a para.
Oh, right, okay.
Where's that nomination for Dualipa, huh?
Where's John Cena's nomination, you know,
for Barbie? That's what I want to know. That's for an actor? That's the snub, actually. That's the snub.
That's the real snub. Although, did anybody see him in it? Probably not. Invisible. You can't see me.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, you posed a question to the listeners and you got quite a response.
Oh, God. I don't know. I was just feeling some silly Billy energy is what I was feeling. I was feeling silly Billy.
You're feeling like a little silly Billy.
I was feeling silly Billy energy. Sorry, I just saw one other person tweet. For fuck's sake, could somebody just give Margot Robbie the Oscar so we can all shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I mean, you're not wrong. Right, so I just had a blast from the past of when I filled my house full of mad shite at the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, like, we were all doing insane things.
You were in Ray's gaff, weren't you?
I was in Ray's. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay.
I filled my bedroom, my back room, and my front and my office room full of shite is what I did.
Yeah, you shopped a lot.
I took up so many new random hobbies. I thought I was going to teach myself how to wax, so I got a full sugaring kit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the stickiest, messiest shit show you'll ever come across in your life with sugaring.
This is what I was wondering. Were you making this from scratch? You can buy sugar wax.
No, I bought sugar wax as well. And I made my own from scratch just to see which one was better. That's how much time I had in my hands.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how much time I think most people have in their hands. Because some of the answers. So I asked you guys as well while you were doing, while I was setting up my own fucking beauty salon in the front room. Another thing, really thought I was going to skip my way to what? Skip my way to who? Let me know. What was I going to do?
Skip.
I thought I was going to skip.
Oh, skip. Oh, you bought a skipping rope, did you?
Oh, I didn't just buy the skipping rope, Jen. I actually bought new activewear and the floor panels so that it wouldn't be too harsh on my little ankles when I was landing, you know?
A little outdoorsy, sporty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will just, I would like to speak on behalf of the population who had kids and retail jobs. We didn't have enough time on our hands. Our backs were sore.
Well, I was working full time, but I was working.
No, I know, but at home. But that's what I mean. Like, we were out of the home or like fucking having to.
Yeah, but no traffic though.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
You could go fucking anywhere in proper time.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see you've written into the question box. You say basically opened a full beauty salon in my front room. And that was already a bit of studio to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing it all. Okay. I was doing crazy. I was gua sha-ing all the time. Really wish I kept that one up.
Mm.
Really have to get back into it. I'm fucking raging. Like, my face was snatched.
I never got into it. I have a gua sha there and it just keeps, every time I open the drawer, it's just like, today?
No, not even slightly.
I suppose you haven't smashed yet. I'm glad you're still in one piece.
Yeah, you're like,
bye, hon.
Yeah, bye. Close the drawer. Very interesting.
Every time we do a clear out, I'm like, oh, there's the gua sha. Put it back.
You just lift it again. Anyway.
Look clean. Yeah.
I miss the gas. Sorry, somebody would like to clear up from just before we move into what else you guys decided to pick up, and there is some fucking insane stuff going on. Jen, you didn't pick up anything because you were a working ma, living at home. Fucking hate that. And
walking. Took up walking.
She took a walk, yeah. Good for her.
Stupid fucking walks, me stupid fucking mental.
Actually, a lot of yous took up our podcast. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
Thanks for
TikTok.
That.
All of us took up TikTok.
We all took up TikTok. I was doing mad shit. Mm. I wouldn't do the things. Like, it's mad now that I'm like, now I do the bits. Back then I was doing mad shy. Do you know?
Yeah. We all just went a bit stir crazy though.
Yeah, I think I was just like, right, it's a new app. I'm going to have to get on this new app that I spend so much time on. But sorry, correction from last week's podcast. If you haven't listened to it, me and Jen were debating Easter quite a bit. Still haven't gotten to the bottom of that. Still haven't gotten to the bottom of that.
Have we not?
No. God, no. But I would like to... Did you know that Jesus had a brother?
Fuck off.
Yeah, James. Yeah. So somebody wrote in being like, oh, it was gas. I was correcting you the whole way up until the end of the conversation. Then I was like, hold on. Was it not? And then she couldn't get to the bottom of it. And then she got her younger brother who goes to a Catholic boys' school. And he couldn't get it. Nobody could figure it. No one was like, everyone was like, what the fuck? Nobody could kind of get to the bottom of it. Yeah.
That's what I, like, somebody commented on my TikTok video that I even brought this conversation up, and they were like, who ties your shoes in the morning? And I said, my 4-year-old. But you're still not providing a fucking answer to me.
Yeah.
Are you?
Like, we're still sitting here, like, waiting. Anyway, another thing that was answered is that Akon is still probably making so much money from Lady Gaga's career, which is true. Yeah, I forgot about that. Dreamer should be signed to his label. Convict.
Fuck yeah.
They just
dance together, didn't they?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, yeah, okay.
And that poor L. Colby, whatever his name was, anyway, he didn't do anything. Just a couple of Akon bits, and then dated Brooke Hogan. How random. But... Colby Davis or Colby? Anyway, so first of all, they would like to tell us that according to Mark and Matthew, Jesus has sisters and 4 brothers named James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. Mad.
Judas?
Yeah, I know.
Is that not the enemy?
Judas. He was a disciple who turned bad.
Yeah. Was that his brother?
I could be in a different Judas. They're all rocking around with the same names, you know what I
mean? Right, okay.
Interesting. But somebody would like us to know, apparently they're all Joseph kids, but all the accounts from the disciples are different. So we're expected to believe that Jesus was born from the Immaculate Conception, but Mary actually had the rest. So God knows. Anyway, well, God does know. God does know.
He just won't fucking tell us.
Won't fucking let us know that. So yeah, so there you go. That's where Akon is apparently now. And that was the updates on Jesus, and there was nothing funnier than the amount of views being like, you guys, oh no, hold on, wait. I was like, yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, not so fucking easy, is it?
This is why I asked the question, because nobody can fucking remember.
Nobody can tell us. So anyway, I asked...
Nobody's willing to read the Bible either, which is gas.
I don't blame you.
Get it on Audible. Just have it on the background.
Get The Secret on Audible. Why can't you get the Bible?
Exactly.
So I asked everybody else, what mad shite did they take up in the Panny D to try and pass the time? And some mad stuff came in. Roller skating, latecomer compared to some people, but I never did it as a kid. I still love it, but I haven't done it in ages because of the weather. Shout out to the roller disco giving me serotonin. And I also met a fab group of the most supportive gals. Go on, the Huns of Anarchy.
Lovely. Huns of Anarchy. Like that.
Also,
Huns of Anarchy.
Yeah. Crocheting is my winter hobby. Taught myself pre-Panny D, but I took it up again during the pandemic. And now in this shit weather, I love it for switching off. A few of my friends are due babies in the next while. They're all getting blankets.
Love it. I actually, I was in Tiger today. Oh, I started this new thing where I'm going to be like, because I'm so unorganized, you know, coming up to events like Valentine's Day and birthdays and shit. So I'm going to buy myself, not myself, but I'm going to buy for the person that needs to be bought for a gift bag. And that's the gift bag that I have like months to fill.
Oh.
Of little bits.
Where are you going to store it?
I'll find out. I haven't started it yet, so I'll have to find, like, I'll find a place. But, so I got it, like, when I went into Tiger, they had loads of little Valentine's-y bits. And I was like, I could buy a Valentine's bag and then just get loads of little bits. We don't buy each other stuff for Valentine's Day, but it's like 1 or 2 euro bits that go in. At least, it's like the thought that counts. And I have a load of fucking time and I have something to remind me to do it. Because I scramble at the last. I procrastinate when it comes to buying gifts. So that's, if anybody else is like me and they think that's a good idea, there you go, you can have that. But they had little crocheting, like lobsters. Lobster's a big thing for Valentine's Day in Tiger for some reason. But it's like, crochet your own lobster.
Oh,
so you can go in there and buy that for like €3 if you want to go, Carla.
That's gorgeous, that is.
Gorgeous. I suppose it's like one of these here, my lobster kind of things. I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of cute. No?
So like somebody that? Here said, cute. Somebody here said, started writing a mystery novel about the convalescence home around the corner from us. I would like to see it published.
You know, you can publish your own stuff on Amazon pretty easy, look.
Yeah.
You can bound it, give it and them. Publish it. So like, hello.
Just send them in the manuscript. They do the rest.
But onto that AO3 website, you know, the one that they do fan fiction on, just pop it up there.
Yeah, do it. See how
it goes. Fan fiction of your estate.
Oh my Big God. I'd actually love to do that.
Oh, you should. Sorry, before we move on, oh my God, I have to tell you the story. And the whole week I was like, I actually have to tell you the story, because it's kind of like, you know, one of those things where you're like, is this happening right now? But I also thought it was kind of fucking gas. So on my way home the other day, beep beep.
Uh-huh.
Drop into Aldi and Rathbone.
Okay.
Grant. Now, please remember this Aldi and Rathbone was the one the day after the Dublin riots that a few people went in and threatened the cashier.
Oh,
she was
that,
yeah, that one.
Was that one?
Yeah, because she was Eastern European. Fucking gas. Went in, but was it knives? Gorgeous. Anyway, lovely.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, perfect. Anyway. The odd time, it's close by, I'll go to it. If I need to go to an Aldi, not the biggest fan, but I'll either go to that one or the one up at the centre. So, I'm in there, checking out, have me bits, and this bloke had been skulking around, and I kind of made eye contact with him a few times in the store, and I was just like, you know, like, you're like, why are we making eye contact? It's just a bit intense. So anyway, he comes up behind me, I was listening to a podcast, and he was like, I couldn't hear what he was saying. I was like, oh Jesus. So I just took out my ear phone and I was like, what? And he was like, can I go in front of you? And I was like, fine.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, all right. Because I thought he was going to ask me if I could buy what he had in his hands for him. And I was like, yeah, sure, fucking boot it down there. Like, I don't mind. Like, you know, because I was like, I hope it's not going to be. Because sometimes when people are like, do you mind if I'm like, yeah, I don't mind. Just put it down. You don't need to. I don't need to know your reasons, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You don't need to tell me that you lost your wallet or this, you know? Sometimes it's just like, yeah, okay, I'll do a favour for you, that's fine. He only had like 4 or 5 things in his hands anyway. It was like a juice, a bag of jelly, some celery.
Would you go into... Sorry, you were expecting him to ask you to pay for his stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Well, obviously it happens too much for you to expect it. I've never been asked that.
Twice to me.
Has it?
Yeah.
You look rich, Carla. You have that. You give the vibe
like,
off.
You know, I'm just like, help someone out. Like, it's not.
No, I know. It's not a big deal. I would
shock. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's only ever happened to me with people who seem to be a lot less fortunate than I am. So yeah, fuck it down. I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And like, I'd probably react the same way if it was asked me. I've just never been asked it, so I'm like shocked that you even. This has happened to you more than once.
Yeah, so I don't know why. I thought, and I was like, huh? Oh, right. Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, you can go in front of me.
She's just like, okay. What's happening? Is it like somebody behind him with a trolley?
It was like me. It was me, him kind of beside me against like the steel barrier, you know, segmenting out the shopping things.
Yeah.
And like a young boy and a mum that were like paying for their groceries. So he said something to them. There was some kind of like, again, I had my ear pop back in, so I didn't really hear them. Sorry, I dropped my phone there. So I didn't really hear them. And then I just see he just keeps walking. And he gets to the escalator. And I mean, sprints down the escalator.
So he was robbing the place?
Yes!
Oh, God.
Sprints down the escalator. And if you know the Rathbone Aldi, it's all glass. So you're staring out to in front of the shop. Continues to sprint. Like, sprints. Continues to sprint into one of the... I couldn't see where he went, basically. He went into one of the lanes and I couldn't really see. So I'm just sitting there.
There's a lot of hiding places in Rathbone, I'd say.
Right, so I'm just sitting there going, did that just fucking happen? But the funniest thing was that the security guard was right beside us the whole time.
And that's why he sprinted.
He's leaning on the escalator, like the barrier where the escalator is, just watching it happen. Just watching this go down.
Yeah.
So when I get to the till, I'm like paying. And I didn't have that much either. And I think at this point, because there was like the mum and her son, and I don't really know why this decided to happen when I was paying, but like the guy at the cashier was like, I'd say 22, 23, like he was young. Calls the security guard over and was like, you know who that is, yeah? And security guard's like, no. And he's like, he's always in here. He robs all the time. You know, you have to look out for him because he always robs. And the security guard was like, oh, very good.
What?
No fucks given. None.
I will say, so, that's just fucking, okay, right.
Is that not the weirdest thing? I was like, did this just happen in front of my very eyes? Because he was just like, do you mind if I go in front of you? So then I'm guessing he said to the mum and the son in front of me, do you mind if I go in front of you? And then just continued to walk out and then waited until he got to the escalator and sprinted down it.
Right, okay. Regarding security guards, I don't think there's an insurance thing that doesn't allow them to like interfere with something if they feel there could be violent. Because where I used to work, we got held up a few times, so they got a security guard in while they were waiting on like extra measures, like security doors and stuff like that. Yeah. But they were saying to us before, they were like, if I don't fucking feel safe chasing after somebody, I won't. It's not my fucking...
Not the ones up the centre. Fucking hell.
Oh, yeah, I see them pegging.
Oh, my God.
They're like fucking The Rock and John Cena of the centre. But they're like, I always see them pegging it. But these security guards were just like, no, we're kind of more just a deterrent. Like, that's... I don't know what the story is with different insurance companies... Oh, sorry, different security companies and what insurance they have, but I think there's only so much that they can do. Like, but I don't think, like, even when you're, if you suspect somebody is robbing, but you don't actually see it or there'd be no proof, I don't even think you can do much to be like, here, open your bag. I don't, like, do you know what I mean? There's not much you can actually do.
No, and it's bonkers as well because I was like, then funnily enough, earlier on, you just have to jog my memory again because when I was in Chemist Warehouse, the new one in Blanche, fucking gorge, by the way.
Isn't it?
Have you seen it?
There's a new paint shop there as well. Because I went into Chemist Warehouse and I was like, it's not as wide as it looks because they only have the one door.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, yeah.
So look, you think you're going into old Chemist Warehouse, then you go in and it's like, double the Chemist Warehouse.
No, it's in this. It's the same size as the Nike factory now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely massive. So anyway, I'm in there. Fucking every time I'm in there, I end up getting way more than I went in for. So I went in anyway. So I had all this stuff in my hands. I was like juggling it all. And I was like, here, I need a basket because this is just uncomfy and shit keeps falling. You know how embarrassing it is when things keep falling. It's like, boom. And then another
thing. Oh, yeah. And then you're like, oh God, I'm fucking second time now.
So I'm like, where's the basket? It's obviously right toward the door. So the way you walk in, it was like the perfume. And they've got like Byredo and everything in there. I'm like, oh, right, you stepped your game up, go you.
Because there's a few perfumes that they never did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, maybe they're too high street for this.
Pop off, king. So I go to get a basket. So the baskets are all beside the door. So I like have all this shite in my hand. And I think it's very... Well, the fucking security guard starts like, you know, like fast, like sprint walking toward me. I was like... I literally turned around to him and I was like, yeah, okay. Like, oh, you're getting the basket. I was hardly walking out. But then I was like, I suppose people do be walking out, you know?
I suppose, because we're not...
just going to keep walking with my big load of stuff in my hand.
Yeah, see, because we're not shoplifters, we don't know the tricks of the trade and you don't know what the people to be doing, you know?
It was just, honestly, I was just like, you're gas. But then I was like, would he have followed me? Like, what would happen? Because in this, the ones that, like... The ones in the centre, it used to be like when I worked up in Blanche, it was
what
iconic.
I want to see a fucking reality show on them security guards specifically. You know the one I'm talking about, you know him, the one with the shaved head.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like what's that one, Nothing to Declare? I want to see Nothing to Declare Blanchardstown, except more like security.
It's brilliant. When you see them pounding through the centre, you're just like, oh, me. Mall cops. That's what they are.
Yeah. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, on serious mall cops. Like, they're fucking gas.
It's kind of iconic behaviour.
It is.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to touch on...
Sorry. We ended up talking about the Oscars and shoplifters.
Look, it's a little mixed bag. Yeah. I do have an unpopular opinion before we go, though.
Ooh.
So I actually don't think this is... I think this might be a popular opinion. I think a lot of people would agree with me, but it is a bit controversial. Mm-hmm. So if you purposely go swimming during a... little weather warning, you deserve to die, mate.
Oh.
I think the coast guards and all the like the savers, you know, the sea ones specifically, the ones that work on the sea, the lifeguards, so you know, they can clock off. That's their day off now. Storm Isha is coming, clock off. Because anybody who specifically goes out and jumps off a pier or goes sea swimming during a storm, that's them signing the terms and conditions now of getting their life taken away.
Off the sea. Yeah. They sign the T's and C's of Poseidon.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. You don't put other people's lives at risk. Like if you're on the sea and then unexpectedly weather shows up, which would never happen because we have the Met Office now, you deserve to be saved. But it's the people who jump off the fucking pier in Galway specifically during a weather warning. I'm like, no, hon, fend for yourself.
Right, yeah. You know? Yeah, that's a bit bonkers. Did many people die in the sea?
No, but the amount of people that actually jump off, there's always a post during a storm. There's always a post that'll go up on social media saying, this person has now jumped off. There's video footage of a person jumping off the pier now in the storm. Like there's people passing away because of car accidents, like in their car, just going from A to B, and then you have these fucking idiots jumping off a pier into the sea.
Like, just not, like, respect the sea. The one thing that we all do is respect the sea, no? Like, the sea is fucking terrifying.
No, there's storm chasers and all that. There are fucking idiots out there.
Storm chasers.
But they, they deserve to not be saved.
Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like if one of my relatives works in the fucking Coast Guard and they're having to go out to get somebody who's struggling because they jumped off a fucking pier during a storm, I'm like, that's not fair.
You're like, that's none of my business kind of thing.
None of my business. They did every day off, like in that case. Okay. So, yeah. So that's my unpopular opinion.
That's how Jen feels.
You're going to add a little songity song in your Stomper of the Week, will you?
Yeah, fucking Dua Lipa, since everybody's so obsessed with it. There you go.
All the links for those are down below, and we're going to continue this conversation on Patreon. The link for that will be down below as well. 68 euros to get you 5 episodes a month, and now you're sold at this stage. Big fucking catalogue there now. Loads.
And much longer episodes, so.
Yes, exactly.
And if you want to hear about the woman who mothered 3 avocado seeds into a tree, pop on over.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one. Right, thanks, Midian.
Studio in their back room. Pop on over.
Nice. Right, go on. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.